Aquaman is officially a billion, plus we have updates, Birds of Prey, New Gods, Batman, so much more. We have almost a full squad coming up right now.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the great hall of the Justice League.
Yeah! Welcome, everyone, to DC Movie News on the Popcorn Talk Network. I feel like I haven't been here in 9 months. It
you
feels so good.
You literally have not been here in 9 months.
Man, it feels good to be sitting in
this seat.
You
haven't been here in a year.
I know. At least a year.
In at least this year.
At least one Earth year.
You haven't been here for this year. You get what I'm doing or no?
Oh, I do know what you're doing.
Now you get it?
Is it 2019 yet?
Yeah.
It's 2019.
Is this your 2019 debut? Mm-hmm.
It is, for
sure. Is it mine,
sure.
too?
No. You were here last week.
No, we've done... Mike and I have done two shows together, just ourselves.
Got it.
Two Mozzies.
I haven't been here.
Me neither. You were in New Zealand.
I was in a bit of a trip to New Zealand.
I was in Central America. I'm not going to do an accent.
It's a bit of a same continent, different continent, really, but very close.
Well, good to see you. Good to see everyone here. And fortunately, there is no Mike Kalinowski, but we are here. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK as well. Get interactive, tweet our link, make sure you got people watching the show because we want this to be a great year. We got so much good DC stuff coming up. I mean, Aquaman, yeah, it's officially a $1 billion film. We got Shazam. What else do we have this year? We have a number of things, don't we?
All the things. Wonder Woman, though, but we've got Joker.
Joker's coming.
So did we just... All right, so the distance between Justice League and Aquaman was, like, how long? Was that, like, a year?
Yes.
So...
Longer than that.
Yes, longer. You're right, Roxy.
So that's the longest, though. We're done with that.
Yeah.
We got movies...
Oh, but now we're, like, 6 months.
We got movies
months.
Every 6 months now, guys. So...
Yeah.
This is actually... 2019 is the beginning of DC Movie News proper.
Very excited.
Or we might need to...
It might have been shorter. Justice League release date was November 15th, 2017.
So over a year.
So a little over a year, yeah.
So that's done. Now we got Shazam, like, next week.
Joker at some point.
Joker 2 weeks after that.
No, well, yeah.
Roughly. These are rough estimates.
1 week, 2 week, and then a lot of people in the chat are reminding us about The Kitchen, which we don't talk about very often on this show as a Vertigo series. But
I'm not allowed to talk about The Kitchen because some of you know I have another job where I work in kitchens. So
the best maca.
As an agreement with Doghouse, I can't talk about other kitchens.
That's fine.
So
I'll talk about any kitchen. And also, on top of that, we're going to have a release end of year, do we not?
What's that?
Are we going to have some kind of release towards the end of the year?
Joker.
Joker.
Oh,
Joker's October. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be more like June-ish. I'm wrong.
No.
Also, to anybody who watches our show regularly, in honor of Mikey Christmas, I want to say Lippy is here today talking to you all. And so this is our fourth host,
is
Lippy.
That the new Bane cat?
This is Mike's new Bane cat.
Oh, boy.
Lippy? Named Lippy?
This specific coaster is named Lippy.
Okay.
And Mike uses Lippy... He channels his energy through Lippy to say what he needs to say.
Is that like when he gets angry and he can't deal with his emotions? He's like, let Lippy say
this
it
is,
for
this
you?
Is Lippy.
Is that when he gets frustrated by being 15 years older than you? And
so Mike is not here, but Lippy is.
Fair enough.
That's great. I would like it if you could chime in
as Lippy
with Mike's opinion because I'm sure you have his proxy.
I have a feeling all Lippy does is just tell everyone to shut up. I feel like that's what Lippy does.
Lippy probably says Evan, stuff like, Jim Tribe, everybody's happy Lippy's here.
Lippy probably says stuff like, you know, all the people that said blah, blah, blah about Marvel, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then DC, right? But where are you now? Right? Is that basically
it's,
just kind
it's
of...
It's pretty much Lippy.
That's a Mike Kalinowski Mad Lib. You're welcome.
Sit down. Wait, I'm going to do it, Lippy. Sit down, sheep. Sit down. I'm doing it backwards.
You got to do it in the shape of lips. Yeah.
Sit down, sheep. Sit down. Did it. All right. Well, here we go.
Sit down, sheep.
Johnny here. It's good to be here. I'm very excited. Hopefully, this will be a great year for all of us at Jay Quasto and all social media. That man who just got back from New Zealand for FX. You see him all over the world. You follow him at Adam Gertler. He's Adam Gertler.
Hello.
FX movie download. You know.
Hello.
And of course, the crown jewel who's literally been holding the show together by her bootstraps.
Yeah, I picked myself up by my bootstraps.
That's right. You see her on Screen Junkies all the time. You see her all over the place. And, you know, she's the crown jewel. Follow her at Roxy Stryer because she's Roxy Stryer.
You know where you see you?
I don't know.
You all over the place as well. But you're in my 2018 hosting reel.
I am?
Yeah, you introduced me. I have a whole like little montage at the beginning where it's like, you see her from, and one of them, like everybody who introduces me, I chop them all together, and you're one of them.
I pride myself.
Isn't that cool?
Thank you, Jeff. I pride myself on my introductions.
I
want to jump in with something right from the chat, because Mr. Bob B is talking about how he came aware of Zachary Levi for the first time in the second season of Mrs. Maisel.
Which is unbelievable. Did you watch?
Which, as a lot, I'm sure a lot of people agree, second season, even better than the first
season. Even better. It's, and Zachary Levi in it was so good.
I was going to say, the reason I wanted to mention that comment is because he was so good. All right, I'm just going to shut up. Everybody said it all.
I think it's funny that people didn't remember him from Chuck. Chuck was not that long ago, but I guess, you know.
No, but I didn't watch that.
I didn't watch that that much either.
It was decent.
And you really, it was almost, like, he showed up as Fandral in, like, two of the Thor movies, and it was almost distracting because, like, well, this guy is kind of more than just being this almost quiet Fandral guy. Like, he has one line, right. Which, I mean, believe me, if I had a line, I'd be Fandral, too, but... But he also looked pretty jacked in Miss Maisel as well.
He did. Well. And it was when he came on screen, I was surprised. Not because I hadn't heard he was in it, because I had. But he's just so understated and just kind of there at first.
Kind of John Krasinski vibe to him.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I actually think the two of them are pretty similar.
Who's also ripped.
But they're also both really hot, but not in the in-your-face hot kind of way.
Like
in
a Hemsworth or an Evans?
Yeah. Well, those are in-your-face hot.
Or a Pine.
Yeah.
Very intimidating.
They're so not. They're good-looking, not in-your-face good-looking.
Right. They're approachable.
More like a LaQuasto or a Gertler hot.
Yeah. Totally hot.
We're
totally
approachable. Like that. Fun fact, I got my SAG card working with Zachary Levi on Chuck. Years
no
ago.
Way.
Yeah, I met a guy who worked on the show, and he's like, hey, just be an extra for 3 days. I'll give you a Taft-Hartley, and that's pretty much what happened. So I worked on Chuck for 3 days. Zachary Levi, very nice guy. I didn't really follow the show very much, but it was really cool to be on set doing that. So fun fact there.
That's awesome.
So starting off, last week you talked about how, obviously, Aquaman, killing it. It was going to be a billion-dollar film. Now it's officially a billion-dollar film, and it's also going to surpass Wonder Woman as being DC's leggiest movie, which basically is a fun way of saying it's got staying power, it's got the legs where it's going to run and make money for quite some time.
I want to be the leggiest something.
I think you got it.
Yeah,
so this
is going to be the first weekend that Aquaman is not going to be number one, because Glass is apparently going to open to, like...
No, Aquaman... Pretty strong. Aquaman was beat out this past weekend. It came in second by...
Did it?
Yeah.
Why did I see something that said this is going to be the fourth weekend, this first weekend?
No, it came in second to what came out this weekend that it came in second to that I did not see. I'll Box Office Mojo it. One of you guys talk.
Okay. I'll do it right now. Okay, go for it. Yeah, so the numbers, I mean, there's too many numbers to really mention, but yeah, it's over $1 billion, and it's still going so strong. The feedback has been incredible, and I got to be honest, I didn't.
Oh, it was the upside, yeah, which I saw, which
didn't
was very strong. The upside beat it by a few million. Correct, Jeff? Oh, you don't know that.
That
one.
Is correct. Yeah. Great. I can have numbers for you in just a second.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
by the
19 on the upside, 17 on Aquaman.
Yeah, okay. So
wow,
just by a couple.
Okay.
But so it did get beat out
good
this weekend.
Good for the upside, too.
The upside, I was really surprised with how well it did. Just quick tangent. The movie is actually incredible. Sure. I loved it. There's a lot of controversy around it, not just because of Kevin Hart, but also from the community that wanted...
Cranston, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. To not have Cranston be cast as somebody who
what's the Kevin
is,
Hart drama? I just know the Cranston drama because he's not
disabled. All the Oscar LGBTQ. Have you been?
Because he's not disabled. That's a drama.
Because it's a disabled person that he's playing, and a lot of people from that community were saying a lot of times we can't play a character like that, but this character doesn't have any flashbacks or any moments in which he is handicapable.
Right.
So.
Uh-huh.
They thought that it should be not go to him. Which
it seems like actors aren't allowed to be actors anymore.
It's a tough call. I see people's point of view on both. Bryan Cranston's a legend, and obviously he's star power. But at the same time, I also see the point of why someone would want someone who is very physically disabled and an actor. I mean, I know there's plenty of actors out there, plenty of very good actors who are physically disabled who would have loved that opportunity. So,
regardless of what we think about that, I thought it would really affect the movie, and people didn't think that The Upside would do as well as Aquaman, and Aquaman would take the box office again, but it actually did beat it out. And so it will probably be beat out again this week by
Glass for sure.
Except for yes, for sure, but Glass is not being reviewed particularly well. I happen to like it, but right now... By critics,
it was still on track to open over 100 million worldwide, though, for the opening weekend, which is going to be the biggest Shyamalan opening ever.
That's crazy.
I saw as of today that's not the case.
It's gone down?
Well, on Thursday night, it made 3.7.
Well, this is also worldwide, I believe. That 100 plus million was worldwide.
Oh, okay. So we'll see.
Wasn't Unbreakable also an M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Unbreakable and Split.
They're connected.
Yeah, into Glass.
I thought so. Okay, got it. Okay. I'm so behind.
Nailed it now.
I'm way behind on things.
Nailed it now.
It's okay. That movie only came out 20 years ago. So yeah. you got a little bit behind on that one.
So I know you guys also mentioned Birds of Prey last week. Well, Ella J. Basco tweeted something this week that was quickly removed. And her tweet was, first day of principal photography for Birds of, well, BOP. And right. I can't post anything, but I can tell you about my little brother and sister, hashtag Team Basco, hashtag Deuce, hashtag Emerson. And it was taken down rather quickly. But you guys spoke to it last week about how, you know, it is filming.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, damn.
I think
Zeno Hour is saying it's on track for 60 million plus domestic as of now.
What, Glass?
Glass.
I could be,
which yeah. would be huge, which would still, I believe, be the biggest opening for a Shyamalan
film. Yeah, I think Unbreakable, either Unbreakable or Split made 40.
Right.
So.
Right. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
That. No, I think that today I'm so surprised. And that being said, I've stepped in it a million times too, but like, when you have such a gift as to be cast in a movie and then to tweet something out that you don't have permission to tweet, just like,
I don't get it.
Be careful, bro. Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful, lady.
So what's crazy is this movie is coming out before Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me think it's going to be relatively much less effects than a Wonder Woman.
It's a lower budget for sure.
Yeah. So so you've got like...
If it's already filming, we're looking at what? Very early next year.
It's February 7th, 2020.
Boom.
It's interesting. You got Shazam and Joker in the same year, and then you've got Birds and Wonder in the same year.
Possibly a third. Who knows?
Possibly a third. What would be the third?
Well, they're always changing. I mean,
yeah.
Joker popped up literally out of nowhere.
That's
and
true.
We're going to get it. You think about it. If they don't want to, they could easily put out a half budget like Joker's $55 million.
Yeah.
They could throw out one of those.
Well, I think that's going to be Birds of Prey, really, because maybe. That's going to open, and Wonder Woman's
please
now opening
by its
in
full
summer.
Title.
Birds of Prey, or The Emancipation,
and the
Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. F!
Thank you. I know, it's hard, and we do this.
But time. I had it, and I lost it.
Well, while we're talking this Birds of Prey, this also popped up that apparently they're looking to make a Harley trilogy, because we got Birds of Prey, and eventually Gotham City Sirens. Do you think this is... Is there credence to this? I mean, to me, it does kind of make sense.
Not only is there credence, there's clear water. Because apparently we're also hearing that...
Suicide Squad 2?
Yes.
She's out of it?
That she's not in Suicide Squad 2, which makes perfect sense. Mm. You got James Gunn is working on the script, probably directing that movie. And this Birds of Prey thing, Warner Brothers, I know, is really jazzed on it. Apparently the pitch is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are already speculating that you could do a Birds of Prey movie... Followed by a Gotham City Sirens. So it's like Harley is playing on both sides, right? She's a little good, she's a little bad. And then a third one, bringing everybody together. So there could be like a little Harley Quinn trilogy. And that's just something that happened. And I don't think that is official. I don't think that's greenlit. I don't even think Gotham City Sirens is greenlit.
No.
But I think it's in development. And based on how Birds is working out, and based on how I'm hearing Warner Brothers feels about what Birds is and what it could be.
Sure.
It sounds like it's going to be something
unique.
And the
fact that they
wild.
Canceled the Suicide Squad 2 script based off of what the Birds script was because they were so into it, remember?
Yes, yeah. right. And so they totally got rid of the previous director and everything that was going on to bring in James Gunn and let him do his own thing.
They scrapped our good friend who helped write the
film. I know,
which is
I know.
A damn shame.
Spoiler for TV Time, which we'll talk about. We actually got Harley and Gotham this week, which was wild.
Okay.
And they just went there and did it.
They give no Fs because they've got a couple of episodes left. They're like, we're going to give you a little flavor of everything.
She drops Puddin'. It was like, and first I'm like, am I looking at Harley? What's happening here? And then she says it, and I was like, what?
Did you like it?
Well, I'll talk about that in TV Time.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But I think that it would be. Teaser. It would be absurd for them not to go with their hot hand. DC is smart enough to know that Harley sells.
Mm-hmm.
Not only does she sell at the
sells.
Box office, yeah. but she also sells merch. Think about what Halloween looked like 2 years ago.
Mm.
Well, with that, though, I'll ask you this. Do you think it would be a mistake to take her out of Suicide Squad 2? Because as financially successful as the first one was, I don't think people are clamoring for a sequel. And there's still James Gunn still has a lot of detractors, justifiably so. Mm-hmm. The guy is a maniac if you look at what he tweeted all those years ago.
Is Suicide Squad 2 does it have anything to do with the first Suicide Squad? Because I don't even know. Are we getting Will Smith? Is he going to be in it? Because then he's got pull. If not, are we scrapping from the beginning? Is Joker going to be in it? Is it going to be Jared Leto?
These are all really, good questions. I would say definitely no Joker, if no Harley.
Sure.
There's no reason. Like, you didn't need a Joker in a Suicide Squad movie. And it's not like people really liked Jared Leto's Joker, which, not to say that he won't show up somewhere else. He, if anything, though, he'd be part of the Harley-verse.
What do you think about Will Smith?
Here's the thing. You can't call it Suicide Squad 2 if it's not connected to the first one, in my opinion. So
No one's saying it's called Suicide Squad 2. Right now, it's being called that. I mean, they just
know
that.
We're calling it that.
We're calling it that. James Gunn's going to call it whatever he wants. I don't know. I would say I would love to see Will Smith back because I actually liked him in that movie more than I've liked him in anything recently as far as like an action or a big kind of budget film. I thought he was great. I think if I were Warner Brothers, though, and it seems the way they're making these movies... you know, James Wan made his film with Momoa, but I think James Gunn, you let him make the movie he wants to make, whether he wants to use some of those people or not. So
yeah, the chat's agreeing with you right now. Doom Tribe T says, let James Gunn develop his own Suicide Squad. Ryan says, I would be okay with no Harley in Suicide Squad 2. There are so many villains you can use.
I would keep Will Smith, though. If I were playing and betting, I'd be like, just keep Will Smith. Build it around that guy.
You're going to have to bring back a few characters.
Maybe. Motorola says, unless, I would be okay without a Suicide Squad.
Yeah, unless they do a totally different Suicide Squad, you know?
Yeah, that's what comic books do, right. You know?
Yeah.
It could be a completely different one.
I mean, how many different Avengers teams have there been? Like,
true.
X-Men teams. Like, you don't always have a lot of the same characters.
I would agree, though, that
even Justice League.
I'll agree with Motorola, though. I do believe most fans would be okay without a sequel as well.
I still love that movie. I really like it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but you know, like you said, it did make over $700 million worldwide.
Yeah.
It's, you know, relative, like, I don't know what they'll do with the budget. I think they'll probably try to keep it a slightly leaner budget. By leaner, I mean like $100 million, which is not necessarily lean. Mm-hmm. But I know we're going to talk about Shazam, which also has a pretty lean budget. Like, I didn't understand, but Shazam, because it's New Line, it was a lower budget, lower sort of priority, thinking that DC was thinking, like, it can hit more, right? Like, if you spend less, you have to make less to recoup your costs. But
which is what Glass just did.
This is also what I've heard, is that the reason for the reshoots were actually to increase the budget in the film and give it some bigger spectacle. Because early on, it's a smaller film, looks like a smaller film. And now I think they're feeling maybe they like what they got, or maybe they're just feeling Aquaman. And they've, I mean, that's a pretty rare thing. Like, They sent it back to give it more money to make it seem a little bit more spectacular.
I don't know about you, Roxy, but when I look at that trailer, I don't see low budget to me.
On it's really hot right now. I'm not surprised that they sent it back.
Yeah, and again, low budget is a relative term. I mean, I'm saying $50 to $60 million compared to $200
million. Low budget for me is like, you know, $50,000 or under.
Yeah,
so.
And if you look at the film, there's
go to her Patreon, everyone. Patreon.com/RoxyStrain.
There's no big effects.
Baby.
In the trailer, there's no real big effects. I mean, there's a couple of him flying and stuff, but people do that
subway,
with
subway. I mean, kind of cool effect.
Yeah, but not like compare that to Aquaman, where create a whole world.
Yes, I got you.
You know what I mean? So it's all relative.
Well, we do hear a couple new things. They've confirmed Zach Levi's wearing a muscle suit. Yeah, no duh. But
it
looks like we will see the Seven Deadly Sins. That is the rumor that people are saying, which I think is pretty cool. I just think it's exciting because we have no idea what direction Shazam is going to go, because they haven't really given it away in the trailer. And that's my favorite thing is when you really don't know. And that's cool.
I agree. What we do know is that we're not getting Black Adam. So we have to know a little bit more. Seven Deadly Sins, we talked slightly about this last week. It's a big storyline to tackle. And I hope that this movie is able to do that.
Well, Dwayne is apparently on board as EP still. I don't know. I think there's a chance we see a glimpse to Black Adam.
Post credit?
Well, you know, DC claims to not like post credit.
No, but we've been doing mid credit scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you gotta have that Rock cameo. I mean, he's been promised since 2014 or something like that.
He was
the first one signed
on.
I know.
Right.
The first.
Even if we don't see his face, we see something that gets you excited for Black Adam's eventual reveal, I think, is what, you know, we'd be looking for. But this is all good news.
Chat roll, tell me real quick, what's the country that Black Adam hails from?
Oh.
That he's the protector of, that like made up DC Middle Eastern country with a Q. Kandar. Kandar, Kandak. Help me. Please, Kandak. Exactly. Thank you, Kandak. Yes. I got it. Close. So that's really interesting. The whole Kandak idea, him being like sort of the protector of that realm, that's pretty interesting.
And also, the man that we would like to have on the show as a guest that we've already pitched to a little while back, Pony Smasher David Sandberg, he Instagrammed a video, I'm sorry, a photo.
Conduct, now it's all coming in the chat roll, one after another.
Yeah.
Of course. Of him watching Shazam in 3D. So, hey, it looks like we're going to get that as an option.
What did he say about it?
He was just
watching it.
Selfied himself, watching it in
3D. Did you guys hear that?
I want Shazam in 3D. I usually am not a massive 3D person, but just the childlike nature of this and how much larger than life and watching things be all of that coming at me.
Sure.
That's cool. I like it.
Did you hear the rumor about the Shazam suits costing $1 million each?
Say what?
That was like an article. That was a big article.
I find that very hard to believe.
But what I really enjoy about that is, if you should be putting your money anywhere, it's on that.
Yeah.
Because we need that to look good.
$1 million?
But I feel like that could also be him trolling people. It says, what is this? David Ellsmer on his previous Annabelle craze revealed the Shazam costume cost a whopping $1 million, and there are actually 10 of them.
There's no way to that.
I feel like he could be trolling.
There's no way there are $10 million for their costumes. That's quay quay.
But the real reason, the cause of the technology, there's a ton of electronics involved in the central, but $1 million? Come on.
That's wacky.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll do some investigative reporting on that, guys.
Also, a new rumor on New Gods. Now, this could be very, very unfounded, way too early, but they are saying that looks like it's going to focus around Mr. Miracle and Big Barda, which would make sense considering their comic book run was arguably like the most popular run of 2018 for DC. It did really, really well. You're currently in the middle of it right
now,
I believe.
Tom King, right? The guy who's very hot hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's
sexy?
Yeah, he did the Vision book. It's great. It's a great series. And I was not very familiar with Mr. Miracle before, but I've read every issue of that, and I highly recommend it. It is just a great read, whether you're a comic book fan or not. What's that?
And Mitch Gerads.
Is the artist?
Yeah.
Great. It's told in a really unique style. So if they did something like that and told it through the perspective of Mr. Miracle and Big Barter's relatively humanistic point of view and didn't really focus on, you know, the big gods, the big guns, and they were kind of just characters in it, I think
New Gods, comma, Little Gods?
New Gods, comma, Little Gods. Wait, that's right. So, like,
are you saying New God who dis?
New God, yes, exactly. New Gods, Fourth World. Look, people in the chat roll are agreeing that Tom King does kill it.
New Gods who dis?
could that be our new catchphrase for the year?
Like, there will be
some new guy. Who it is?
There will be some kind of like war on apocalypse.
That's,
I'm sure.
Stupid.
Yeah, Mike would hate that.
That's the dumbest thing. You're making a mockery of New Gods.
Lippy hates it.
Okay.
Damn it, I'm pissing Lippy off already. We just met.
That's true. You are newly acquainted.
But what's exciting about New Gods is, though, once again, you know, one thing that Aquaman proved a lot of things, but it proved find the right director, trust that director. James Wan, we said right from the start, he was going to come through, and he sure did. I think the same thing could be said about Anna and New Gods. You trust her, she's going to crush it.
Ava?
I'm sorry, Ava.
That's
my brain.
Okay.
I know. Darkseid is a big part of the Mr. Miracle story. Of course, Darkseid's going to be involved, but all I'm saying is it's not necessarily like his point of view. The Mr. Miracle book is about their reaction more to Darkseid than Darkseid being a big character. Unless things have changed drastically. I think I only read the first 9 or 10 issues. Of course Darkseid's going to be a part of it. But I think, again, always that Thanos thing that you want to really separate yourself from those kind of comparisons.
Which is so crazy because we initially were going to possibly see Darkseid, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there are Easter eggs of Darkseid in Justice League and everything.
Well, there's rumors that we're actually going to see him, but he got cut out once, you know, Snyder left the project and blah, blah, blah. You know,
it all went sideways.
Yes, it sure did.
I demand the Snyder cut.
Oh, you're a little late on that. That's very 2018 of
We're going to talk about
Snyder. I demand.
Snyder. We're going to talk about him in a minute. I know you don't like to, but I do, so we're going to do it. Batman update. Basically, you know, the script has been turned in. It's going to be a noir. Not a whole lot. There's a little article I read about it. Not a ton of new stuff.
But, what's that?
the Batman. Batman. Reeves has a script.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so in that,
they're supposed to start. We talked last week. They're supposed to start shooting next year, and then surprise, surprise, they're going to announce the cast sometime this year.
Lower so budget. Check out Mark Hughes' article in Forbes. This is a guy that writes about DC stuff constantly, and he basically just, you know, puts it in perspective and to say, like, well, technically, we've basically had a Batman appearing on film, if you average it out, every, like, 2 years. Like, yeah. Every other year, because you just had the Nolan trilogy, and then you had him. Batman did appear in three of the DC films, so Affleck technically has been in as many films as Nolan, as Bale. And his point was just, like, the fan sort of, like, outrage about no concrete Batman announcements is maybe unfounded. Wow. What a revelation that fans are unreasonable.
I want the Snyder cut.
Here's the thing.
We should expect casting to come soon.
They didn't say that. They said that the film's going to start filming probably in November of 2019 and that casting would come prior to that.
Okay, that's fine. But look at it this way, and I think you guys agree with me. We don't need Batman right now. Aquaman just killed it. We're excited for Shazam. The Joker is probably the most excited I am about anything right now. Then next year, we got Birds of Prey. We got Wonder Woman.
I know.
And
there's a lot of Batman adjacent.
There's still Gotham. Batgirl
floating around there.
We're building the damn theatrical universe. Archie, we don't need Batman right now.
Archie just wants to know, just announce who Batman is, because it's killing me. All right, let's go around the horn really fast. Percentages that Ben Affleck reprises the role of Batman in Matt Reeves' film.
I did this last week.
You did?
I made Mikey try to say a percentage. He wouldn't. Lippy came out.
What did you say?
I didn't. If he didn't answer, I didn't answer. But then I also did percentage of like John Hamm and all of these people that I listed. I think I gave it less than 5%.
Oof. For Ben Affleck?
For Ben Affleck.
I was going to go 12%. I thought
12%. Yeah. I think there is
under 10%.
I think there is a very... I'm going to surprise you. I think there is a strong 0.03% chance that we will see Ben Affleck return in the Batman movie.
Is it 0.03?
0.03. So I'm saying almost... I'm saying 30% of 1%. I believe it will happen.
You guys in the chat right now, feel free to respond with this. And also don't forget that we are live every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Popcorn Talks YouTube. So make sure you always join us here so we can say. Ivan Soda right now says 0%. Evan says 0%. No way.
I think
Doom Tribe says 0.0.
I believe what he means is 0.0.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
I think so.
I thought so.
Here's a fun one about two movies that we don't know when they're going to get made, but there's a rumor that Booster Gold's going to show up in the Blue Beetle film. Okay. That's not groundbreaking.
Shocking. Booster Gold First and the off, Blue Beetle film.
Why give them separate film? Let them be in the one film together.
I think it's really interesting, though, if DC can keep putting these together, like you were saying, like success without having to lean on Batman and Superman is really what they were trying to get. Because I think for so long, the studio was so afraid to commit to anything that's Batman and Superman. And now they're afraid to commit to Superman or Batman. They're like, those guys...
Well, that's because the expectations are so high.
Exactly.
Blue Beetle and Booster Gold... You can make an Ant-Man style fun film with these guys. That's why, to me, it's like put them both in the same film somehow. You just got to make sure you get the right team behind it. But I think the budget would be lower. I think expectations would be lower. And you have a lot more chance for success.
The key to success, low expectations.
Interesting.
That's how I live my life.
What do you guys think is Channing Tatum as Batman? That's being thrown out there because you know that Gambit movie isn't happening anytime soon.
I think Channing Tatum would have made a better Shazam.
Definitely.
Even a better suit. Yeah, I don't see him as Batman.
Like my co-host of FX Movie Download says, she likes
Sasha
him.
Sasha Pearl-Raver?
Yeah, Sasha Pearl-Raver. She likes him big, beautiful, and dumb. Mm-hmm. And like Channing Tatum has that kind of just like, I'm not saying he's a dumb guy,
no,
but
not
he kind of like...
The acting.
He just kind of like, that's play, the kind of... Yeah. So it would have been perfect for Shazam. I think, Batman is... You need this... It's very cerebral, especially like this movie is going to be the detective one, right? It's going to be so like... This thinker. I don't need you. I don't think you need a super bulked out guy for this Batman. I think you just
It's a noir film.
I thought
being a detective. While we're talking about Batman, so this came from industry insider Neil Daly, who's in charge of DC's test screenings. He revealed that WB did push Zack Snyder to work on Justice League immediately after finishing BVS, whereas Snyder wanted to gradually build things, several solo films for the other heroes first. Kind of the way that they're doing things now. So it's ironic that Snyder kind of gets pushed out after Justice League, and now they're like, oh yeah, we are going to build it around solo film. So
what did I tell you?
What?
Give me the Snyder cut.
That is crazy. I had not heard that until just now.
And but then they pushed him to do that?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. To me...
I don't think that's crazy.
Justice League coming after...
I mean, that's shocking.
Stupid that they did that, but I'm not surprised to hear it. You are?
I mean, I guess I'm not surprised is the right word, but I didn't hear it. And I guess I kind of just assumed it was all
him?
Zach's plan. But no. Yeah, it was...
To me, I thought it was the weirdest thing ever. It didn't seem like something he would want to do, go Justice League after BVS. It didn't make any sense.
I think
Kal-El, Snyder Cut animated movie in the chat. That's so
Snyder
good.
Cut Lego movie.
Lippy says.
No, I think to me, Snyder had a long-term vision. And unfortunately, WB, we've said this many times, got ants in their pants, and they were in a hurry. And
I don't think unjustifiably so, though. I don't want your long-term vision. Hit me with the good stuff.
But the good stuff is part of the long-term vision.
Yeah, but it doesn't. You can't excuse not having good films for saying, but the next one will be better.
Oh, so you were saying you were not a fan of BVS and...
It's not that I was not a fan. DC has yet to do a movie that I hated. I really don't like Man of Steel, but that's my least favorite. And I still didn't hate it. I just am bothered by it. Snyder, again. But I don't think it's an excuse to be like, I've got a long-term vision, so this movie might not be as good.
It's fair.
What?
I just really enjoy Snyder revealing the things that he has been about what his plan was, because to me it's so intriguing.
Although Phase 1 of Marvel, looking back.
North Cal, ACC. Yo, Adam, you going to apologize about how you claimed James had infighting with Zach, but it was the complete opposite, and they supported each other according to reports? I don't know that I claim that they fought. I think I claim that James Wan wasn't going to make his Aquaman movie unless he got to make the movie he wanted to make, and that's why he was off the project for a while.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing that happened with Matt Reeves.
And he was proven right. They're called directors for a reason.
Yeah.
They're the ones that want to be in charge.
I think maybe I implied that James Wan didn't want to be hamstrung by other people's
films.
You
know what happens when you imply?
You
what?
Make an ass out of here.
And that apply and okay. Why?
Sure. What does Lippy think about
Blurred
that?
Blurred lines. Go to Jamaica. Go to Jamaica. It's a blurred lines.
Man. I don't even know.
Don't really shake it.
We're coming up with good stuff to kick off the year. We got Lippy. We got New God Who Dis.
New God.
New God.
We brought back Blurred Lines.
We need to take a picture after and to caption New God Who Dis.
Damn. Lego 2 movie is going to feature some DC stars. Not a shocker there. And DC is going to release Death and Return of Superman as a single extended film.
So here's what I don't understand. I thought we... proud DC Universe subscribers were going to get the Reign of the Superman the day it was released.
That's
digitally.
Time and date.
But it was released digitally, and it's not on DC Universe yet. So is it the day the Blue were released?
I thought it was supposed to be time and date of a digital, but I guess...
Chat roll, you guys know so much. Your collective consciousness is astounding.
That's true.
What's going on with Reign of Superman on DC Universe? Is it coming out the same day it's released on the Blu-ray is what I'm assuming.
How's the streaming? Do we have any numbers, or what are your guys' thoughts on the streaming service?
I've heard that they're struggling to find subscribers,
I've heard
is
that
the rumor.
Too.
Well, there's
which
not
is what
a
I,
lot of... Con-
I well, mean, I well, said I was really worried about that because they're unloading a lot of shows. How are they going to compete with like these Netflix. Huge streaming services?
The hard thing is, I think eventually, by the end of next year, when we've gotten our Harley Quinn show, we've gotten Titans, we've gotten Doom Patrol, we've gotten Young Justice, we've gotten Swamp Thing.
Young Justice, which is amazing,
I'm
by the way.
I'm not loving it, but...
You're not loving it?
I'm the only one I know.
It's got some of the best writing of any of the DC shows.
We've got Swamp Thing. By the time that we have all of those, okay, paying $7.99 for sure. And I'm not saying I'm not paying it, because of course I am. But if by that point you want to pay it, it makes sense. But right now, when we only had one live-action
right.
show,
yeah.
You have to be going after the comic book readers who are getting all of those books for free, or the people who love the animated movies, or people who are trying to right now catch up on old shows that were there, Green Lantern, whatever. So it's a tough sell right now. I understand why they're having a hard time with it, but stick with it, kids, because mm-hmm. I think it will get there.
Yeah. I
yeah.
think $4.99 would have helped a lot of people.
I think so what they are doing, we talked about this before, but they are releasing the animated movies the same day as the Blu-rays, I believe.
So it's the Blu-rays, not digital.
Yes.
Hmm.
Wait, Zias B. Liu, facts, 100%. It does. I don't know what you mean. Can you clarify which facts? I'm not sure. Yeah, I think that will help because, right, every time you rent one of those things, it's like $5 or $6. That's like paying for your month right there.
Yeah.
You're going to get another season of Young Justice, another season of Titan. Oh, I like that kind of fade situation that's going on there.
Yeah, we just had an interesting little fade.
Well, speaking of fade, we are not going to fade from movie news. to another segment of
a different kind of time.
Is that already?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. That's great.
It's time for Roxy's Drivers TV time.
Yeah, all the buddy.
Johnny's fine. Adam's cooking so divine. Also, Mikey, Christmas time. DC movie news. It's time to talk TV time.
You lead us in this one, Adam.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's some, this is Roxy Stryer's TV time. I'm happy to fill in as the possible host here.
Ooh.
So
why? Roxy's right here, though.
She's overseeing. She's like, this is like, do you ever like go to a restaurant?
It's more like, okay, you're 16. Just got your learner's permit.
Yeah.
So I also have a break on my side, you know, in case you mess up.
Right.
I have a break, but you think you're driving.
Right. So I'm kind of driving. Hey, guys, you know me. I'm Roxy Stryer. I talk about everything in my bedroom. You can watch me in my bedroom as I sleep, and I'll talk about things.
Sleeping while you're watching me.
Pay for my Patreon, and I will show you how I put my bedroom on.
Yeah, that's
my bathrobe in my bedroom.
It. That's pretty good.
And I watch a lot of TV. You know, I love
so
a lot
much
of TV.
TV.
And you know, my favorite thing is Swamp Thing. So,
who are we now?
RJ Seiler of Power Rangers movie fame has been cast in the Swamp Thing series.
Does anything not get you excited about the Swamp Thing series, or anything you've heard? Everything you've heard so far, Adam, you're in.
Everything I've heard so far, I'm in. The director, the
when
fact that James
Swamp
Wan
Thing
is producing. Oh, I think it's like
April?
Next summer or something. Is it?
Maybe
bring
summer
up that list. There's that chart is up there.
All right.
So more casting. It's already shooting. I'm excited about the guy in the suit. I'm excited to see if they do some CG stuff, because you know sometimes Swamp Thing becomes like the whole swamp, you know, and sometimes he's more of a humanoid. So I hope that there's a little bit of both. Yeah, I think it's coming in later.
May 2019.
Great. Oh, my God. That is so close.
That is coming very close.
Oh, it's such an exciting time
from
to
May,
be alive.
From late May to late August.
That's great. So please make sure you subscribe to this DC Universe. Nicole Maines, I guess she's on Supergirl, and now has been cast as, or is now becoming the character Dreamer, and we have a picture of her in costume. And there she is, Dreamer. Don't know anything about that character.
This actress is awesome. We've been seeing her. She's claiming she's narcoleptic because that's why she's so tired, but she's actually not.
She's not. She's going out like and doing stuff in her sleep. Or?
No, she's not. She's telling other people like, "Oh, I'm so tired at work because I have narcolepsy," and they're like trying to help her, but really she's going out and fighting at night.
Right. Okay.
So,
and she fights in dreams?
Yeah. Like, she sees people. She has dreams. She sees what's happening. It's kind of unclear.
Does
exactly
she have to be asleep to
yet.
And go into people's dreams?
No. She has to
Freddy
like, feel them and do things like that. It's been weird so far. We used it to our benefit one time where she could see what's happening. It's in her own dream, and she's scared, and then she knows the truth. It's been kind of weird.
Chat roll, please.
She doesn't sleep because she's scared of it, and she's going out at night.
Very important question. I know a lot of people are younger than me that are listening to this show, but who knows and loves the movie Dreamscape? Huh?
No.
Dreamscape?
I can't say that.
Oh, my God. That's like this crazy sort of horror movie where people can enter other people's dreams, but they have to be sleeping too. And man, is that movie trippy. And there's a guy with a cobra head. And
is it better or worse than Human Centipede?
Oh, no. This is a real good movie from the 80s.
Oh,
Dreamscape is freaking awesome.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Adam.
So people are excited about Blue Ranger. He's going to be in Swamp Thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yada, yada, yada.
What else we got?
Bane.
Oh, we got a picture of Bane.
Yeah. People aren't liking the way that he's looking. We thought that we might get him in this episode because it kind of felt like it was gearing up to that, but we did not get him in this episode of Gotham.
Do you think they're going to pump him up? Or are they going to do a thing when he pumps up? And when they do that, is it going to look comically silly, a la Batman and Robin?
I mean, possibly, if they pump him up, sure.
There is an episode. I was looking at the episode titles, and one of them, I think it's in 2 weeks or something, is called I Am Bane. So maybe we see all that kind of thing.
I want to see how they do that effect. That was, I got to say, I like Tom Hardy. I liked his Bane. I like Roxy's Bane cat.
Oh,
I
so
did miss.
Agree that I was born in the darkness.
Wow, we got Lippy and Bankhead.
Yeah, they're all coming out. I did miss the guy who just jacks himself up and gets really pumped up.
I get it.
I really like that effect.
That could be me. You don't know.
I just watched the two-part or three-part Batman Shanghai. The whole thing is like 3.5 minutes on DC Universe. And one of the things is Bane carrying a rickshaw with a really overweight person in it. And so he jacks himself up and he just becomes comically enormous. Really funny stuff. DC Universe. Check it out.
Got it.
So we don't know if Bane will be wearing a fat suit, but we do know that the Penguin will wear a fat suit after a time jump.
Which makes sense because they're gearing up right now talking about him on Gotham eating everything. He's been eating all the steaks, eating all the food. He's very gluttonous.
Oh, great. So when we do this time jump, are we getting a little Batman?
Yeah, we're getting a little batty.
Are we going to get a proper Batman played by someone other than...
No.
I think
it's going to be him?
Yeah.
I think this last season is going to be... First off, I think we're all a little surprised Gotham has made it to the end because this show has been on the air since essentially... Didn't Gotham begin right around the time our show started 4 years ago, I think?
Yes.
And well, we're on the fifth season, so yeah.
Yeah, and at first we were like, oh, this ain't going to last. So I think they're having so much fun with this last season. They're like, look, we're just going to throw everything out.
Why haven't either of you guys complimented my ability to stick with things?
No, we're congratulations.
As far as what? Like this
I'm
podcast?
Still watching Gotham.
Way to go.
Oh, I just hate that this podcast in general.
Adam, there's not enough time for that. But, yeah, I'm with you on that. I wish I would have stayed with it. I will watch the final season, I think.
I do not wish I would have stayed with it because I jumped back on very excited and watched the first episode and had to do so many cringeworthy, like, oh my God, is this a show that needs to be... It's like, you know how you complain, right? Man, we're never present anymore. Like, we watch movies at home, but we're on our phones all the time. Gotham, you need to be on your phone half the time when you're watching that. When you watch that, do you put a device down or you...
No,
you can't fully watch that show, right?
Why?
Because it's so inane. It's so mind-numbingly dumb. No. I mean, it is so
there's
dumb.
There's so many amazing moments.
Okay.
And the third episode was probably the best one of the season so far, although there are still issues. But I liked seeing Selina Kyle really take charge here.
Was that a new girl playing Ivy? Was this a third Ivy or was it
No, this was the most... This is a third Ivy, yes.
It's a third Ivy.
But it's not new. She's not new. This is the first time we saw her.
It was last season when we got the third Ivy. I remember the second Ivy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get older and... cuter.
They do get cuter.
Yeah, they do.
I will say that. That's not dumb. The fact that Ivy is very pretty is not dumb, but the show is very dumb. I know it's trying to be. It's like a dark take on a campy 60s Batman sort of thing.
I'm so into it.
So ready for it to be done.
But what happens at the end of this past week's episode, I don't want to spoil it, but I'm curious to see how that leads us into next week and also who done it. So I'm interested. Who dis? New
guy. Who dis?
Who dis? Yeah. So I'm interested in that. I really like Gotham. We also got flashback this week.
Sorry. Yes, I just got excited because Zeno Hours said Dennis Quaid was in that, right? And I'm like, yes, he was.
We got flashback this week. It was a fine first episode back. I don't really understand what they're doing with Thawne and Nora's relationship. Are you guys as frustrated by that as I am? I kind of just want to shake her. It is what it is, though. And we also have new episodes of Young Justice. Did you catch 7, 8, and 9, or no?
No, I think...
I haven't watched 7, 8, 9 yet, either.
I think I'm only on 4, actually.
Because they dropped on 3 at the time, so you did.
I'm on 4, but I'm going to go, like, buzz through the rest of that. Because they're so quick. I love how they're, like, 20-minute little nuggets, little morsels that you can just...
Yeah, they are. They are.
But you're not a big fan. It's okay. Listen, you got your taste. What I love about you more than anything is that you have your opinions, and they're not necessarily the popular opinions.
Oh, and very rarely
are they.
She
ain't scared. Roxy ain't scared.
I ain't scared. What else we have for TV time?
Somebody else just said, make Bane Latino, you cowards. And I'm like, yeah, like Peñadora, dude. Like, he grew up in a prison because of a crime his father committed.
Damn.
Great origin that's never been used. And then he's, like, experimented upon, and then he gets jacked up, and then he comes out, and he's the first and only guy to really break the bat.
Well, we have 12 episodes of Gotham left, and he hasn't even been introduced yet, so how are we going to do that?
It's not happening this time. Yeah. This is going to be for the future. Oh, you know what? How long before they do Nightfall as a DC Direct movie? That's going to happen. I guarantee that's happening. It might have already been announced. I might be remembering a memory of a memory.
I don't know.
I think I'm in Inception.
I don't remember
right
that
now.
Memory, though.
You have a Nightfall flashback.
It's not a memory I remember.
They're going to do Nightfall.
Go back to TV time. My thing's broken. You have to finish the rest of it.
Okay, so finally about Gotham, there will be a Catwoman. Spoiler, she will not have pointy ears.
We started to see her a little bit in this past week. She wakes up. Spoiler, her legs are A-okay, supposedly. And she's in what looks like Catwoman sans ears. and everybody else is in these white Jerome outfits. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. Should they ask her to play Russian roulette? And she's too smart for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. Is that our TV time?
That's our TV time.
I would say that you didn't quite pass driver's ed yet.
I have to take the road test again?
And then you have to take the road test again.
Oh, man.
Because I don't watch iZombie, you racist?
Yes, that is exactly why. And it's not even on right now. I'm going to say you're going to have to take it again because...
And the race that you're like racist again. It's like I'm a race of people that specifically doesn't watch iZombie.
Yeah, that's an amazing comment.
God.
You're going to have to take it again and you have to pay $350.
Damn.
Do you want that on credit or you want to do a check or...
I'll just sign up for your Patreon and watch you brush your teeth or something.
Yeah, that works. Okay.
Yeah. That's her number one activity on Patreon. She brushes her teeth.
How'd you guys know? You must already be a patron.
I'm a loyal subscriber.
I've been bootlegging it. Bootlegging Roxy's bedroom.
I've been a Roxy Stryer patron for years.
Johnny.
Before the Patreon existed.
I have a Fire Stick that gets it for free. It got all the channels.
She's on my Apple TV.
Desperately, you have to take us out of here right now.
Do we? Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like it when we go off kilter and talk to Lippy and whatnot. What does Lippy think about
you? I've been a patron of
Garth
Roxy
McMurray
since
wants more
day
Young
one.
Justice talk for TV talk, please. We will talk more about it next time because I will watch the remaining episodes.
Can you handle that one? I don't want to cover it.
Yeah, I will say what I like so far about it is I like that it's just Cal and Connor and a couple of side dudes and they're little. It's just interesting. I like that they have very continuing storylines. I think they're.
I hear episode 7 is very Vandal Savage focused and great. So I'm excited for that one.
All right, we will talk about it next time I'm back here. I will have a full Young Justice thing.
Well, let's all put ourselves over. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter. Oh, we got to do our pitch to Pony Smasher, don't we?
Yeah. Okay. Pony Smasher.
Jeff, can we cut the music real quick? We're gonna do a little thing.
We're doing a little thing.
Just a quick little thing.
Right. Do your thing, little Johnny. Make it work. Make it work.
Make it work. We did a video a number of months back in 2018, back when Shazam was still a dream that was happening and it wasn't a tangible product yet. And Pony Smasher himself, David Sandberg, responded and said, why don't you hit me up when the time's a little bit closer? Well, the time is now. It's 2019. It's January. We're less than 3 months away from the release. So this is our pitch to you, Mr. Sandberg.
Here's the deal, David.
Yes.
Do you want to be somebody who can be trusted and held to their word?
Yeah.
Or not?
I mean, I didn't think Roxy was going to get aggressive like that, but that's okay.
New gods. Who dis?
Okay.
That is certainly a tack to take. I would say Mr. Sandberg, who is very, very busy right now in post-production on your biggest movie you've ever made, if you would find it in,
your
heart to deign us, if you would deign to grace us with your presence, we would be beyond appreciative, and we would love to just...
Or we'll
take the air out of your tires. Damn it!
We'll have a Diet Coke fondue fountain for you.
All the Diet Cokes. We'll have a pyramid of Diet Cokes.
All
and
of
you
them.
Can Instagram them all day.
Coke Zero.
Any Coke products.
Coke 1, Coke 2, Diet Coke.
I know a guy who can get a lychee Coke from Japan.
Yeah, I'll get you a Mexican Coke. I'll go across the border and get
those
one.
Those are delicious.
Real sugar, David. Real sugar.
Real sugar for David. Yes.
So I think we want to have you on the show, and I think you'd have a great time with us.
Yes.
And also, you said you would.
Well, that's
yes. But that's honestly just fine. I would never take the air out of your tires. I would put air in your tires. I would make sure the PSI
I've seen
is
him
so
do it.
Perfectly
what does that look
balanced.
Like? Okay, go ahead. Put air in his tires.
He does it with his mouth.
Just like this.
Oh,
you got to do that.
You don't blow it up like a balloon?
You can't do that. Okay, I tried to do that yesterday, and the air pump actually was not working, so I got the air light on, and I swear to God, this happened yesterday. I ended up taking the air out of the tires. I had to go to another one because it wasn't enough pressure.
I think this went well. David, we hope to see you soon. And that's been our show. Adam, put yourself over.
Okay, guys, I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, at Adam Gertler. Check out my trip to New Zealand. I was just there to help promote this film, Alita Battle Angel. A bit of a sci-fi masterpiece from
sci-fi
from James Cameron, directed by David Rodriguez.
There you go.
On February 13th, we'll be showing Guardians of the Galaxy on FX, and you can see my inside look at Alita Battle Angel that day. So check that out.
Boom, Roxy.
I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Also on Screen Junkies every single Friday for Fan Friday. So don't forget to submit your questions at Collider Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in the morning for Collider Live over at The Tomorrow Show on Wednesday nights and all over the internet, especially my Patreon.
That's right. Brushing her teeth.
Yeah, I'm brushing those teeth.
On her bed. Mike Kalinowski. Follow him at Mike Kalinowski. I'm at Jay Quasto. What's going on? Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. We have a taping this Sunday. We just had our 400th episode, which is really cool. I'm currently...
Wow!
It was neat. Yeah, I've been there since day one, 8 years. It's been pretty neat.
Damn.
That's for sure. Got my Amazing. Comedy special currently being edited, and hopefully I will be able to get it on a major platform.
I was there. He was there. It was so good.
Thank you so much.
Fingers crossed. Rooting for you, man.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And comedy-wise, I might be out of state next week. Stay tuned to my social media. I'm not sure. But I will definitely be in San Francisco February 14 to 16 at the Punchline. So that's an early heads up if you're going to... You know, be in San Francisco.
Other than that, go Chiefs, go Saints, right? Go Chiefs, go Saints this weekend.
Oh, Chiefs!
Literally, Chiefs and literally Saints. Piss off.
I didn't wear my jersey. Chiefs, Chiefs, go, Chiefs,
go,
Chiefs,
go
Chiefs.
Pats.
Come on, baby.
I live in LA, but go Saints.
Pats or bust.
The Chiefs, we need this.
Pats or bust.
The Pats don't need this. They deflate.
We do need this. Could be the end of an era. We need this.
Chiefs. I should have worn my jersey. I forgot.
Me too.
Okay.
All right, well, that's it. Goodbye, Lippy. Thanks for watching, guys. We love you. See you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.